two people were killed on our farm site. Maria was married to Hartman, and Hartman was killed as they were coming down. Well, it's just like the Indians came down 29, that's what we call it now, but it was really a trail from here to out. I don't know if it went even as far as South Dakota, I don't know. They came through there, and Maria wasn't in the house. I don't know where she was, but anyhow, they found these two men. They were in the field. Now, some family members said it was a potato field. Others say it's a cornfield. Cornfield makes so much more sense in August because they were killed, and she went out there, and he said, I'm going to die. So she cut a lock of his hair and kept it, and then the hired man's name was Roner. And he said, you have to get out of here, you know, get away. So she went down into the ravine, and Charles could just tell you where Grandpa said she went down with her dog, and then she had to choke her dog for fear that he would bark, and then the Indians would look for her. She survived, and then they went on to the other Hanley farm, the Antoine Hanley farm. The mother there, she hid in the ravine. And there is a rock with a plaque on down in the ditch a little ways. And tells the story that this was the place that the boys from New Ulm came to join the Civil War. The post office was out there in Milford. And so they came out and the Indians attacked them. And some were killed. And that whole story is in this little book here. Has a lot of information, the names of the people that were killed.
Let's back up and talk about the people that you're describing here. The two men who were out in the field that day.
Florian Hartman. He was the husband to Marie Hanley. And they lived west of that a little bit in a field. And a couple of years ago, my son-in-law and my husband and the kids were all plowing. It was fall. And they hit something and... On the way back, Charles stopped, and he went down, and he found a stone that was almost like a square, and it was a stone. And underneath there, Charles thought, well, what in the world are those bottle caps doing? Here they were. It was a quarter, and a quarter was kind of split. So then Grandpa said it was tradition to put coin the year of when they built the house. And Grandpa said, oh, for heaven's sakes, you're plowing up money like this, you know.
A quarter.
So he was the one that was killed.